Let's talk about traps that I see commonly keep people from reaping the benefit of walking. One is getting sidelined into other activities. Walking an hour, you burn about 300 calories. Lifting weights for an hour, you burn about 80 calories. I love to lift weights, but I stay at a good weight by walking. I love personal trainers. They're great motivators. Make sure you have one who's healthy and in shape. But if they're trying to focus just on weight training or just on aerobics or whatever they do or Pilates, and they're not including some miles on the road, chances are you're not getting the benefit that you need, that you want. If you want a trainer, use a trainer. I think they help tremendously with the motivation part, but include the walking along with it. Another trap, watch out for machines that sideline you. I know thousands of people who stay healthy and have met thousands of people, literally, who have stayed healthy by walking. I have seen my own patients, thousands of patients, lose weight and keep it off by walking. Not one from a machine from an infomercial did it. So if you have a machine, hopefully it's a treadmill. If it's something else and you haven't gotten the results you want, sell it in a yard sale and buy a treadmill, or walk and use it for icing for the cake. But don't use it as a trap to keep you from walking. If your main reason for walking is not enough time, and you have an hour and you spend 30 minutes of it walking and 30 minutes playing with your machine, you'd be better off to walk for an hour and skip the machine or save it for the days you have extra time. Exercise tapes. People ask me, well, instead of walking, can I use my jog-in-place tape or walk-away pounds tape as a very last resort? Again, I have yet to meet anybody who lost weight and kept it off just doing an exercise tape. You're better off using those in addition to your walk or not at all. Another trap that is more difficult to define is just this miscellaneous avalanche of excuses that I hear from people that are overweight. And the best analogy I can probably give is the parable about the two sons, both of whom had an alcoholic father. One of them became an alcoholic and the other one became a teetotaler. And they asked the alcoholic son, "Why are you alcoholic?" And he said, "What do you expect? My father was an alcoholic." The other one, they ask, "Well, why are you a teetotaler and never drink alcohol?" He says, "Well, what do you expect? My father was an alcoholic." And so the point I'm saying is, for every reason you give me for not walking, almost every reason, I can tell you why it is a reason to walk. If you say, "I don't walk because I'm depressed about some horrible thing that happened," walking has been proven to help depression better than psychotherapy. I'm not saying quit your therapist, but I'm saying being depressed is a reason to walk. It's not a reason to not walk. Let's say your excuse is visitors came. When people visit me, I say, "You know what? Instead of sitting around, let's walk down to the bay, or let's walk over to here to this place where I know where there's some good food, or let's walk around the block and talk. We can talk more in private, or we can be awake more." So visitors are a reason for me to go for a walk. I frequently walk more when people come to see me. Another excuse. Your excuse for not walking is you have a child. My reason for walking is I have a child. I want to be healthy when my grandbabies come and be able to go walking with them. Your excuse for walking is you're tired. My reason for walking is because I don't want to be tired anymore. Now, if you have a legitimate serious health problem that needs to be addressed, that's different. And I frequently see people that are so tired they really can't go for a walk and have to help them with different medical problems before they have the energy to go walking. But frequently, if you go for a walk, you'll be less tired. In summary, for every reason you can give me for not walking, I can probably give you a reason for why you should walk because of that problem.